أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the concept of nubuwa, guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of the messengers that he sent, and we've been looking at the profiles of the prophets. Today we will look at a profile of Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him in many surahs. One of them is Surah As-Sad. In ayah 41 he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا عَيُّوبَ. Remember our Abd Ayyub, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الشَّيْطَانُ بِنُصْبٍ وَعَذَابٍ. When he called upon his Rabb and said, the shaitan has afflicted me with toil and torment. Well, he was the grandson of Prophet Ishaq alayhi salam, and his wife was the granddaughter of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. A wealthy and generous man who had a lot of land, large flocks of sheep and many children, well respected by his people and very, very devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On seeing this devotion of Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, Shaitan addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya Allah, while Ayyub enjoys your blessing, he remains grateful to you. Give me control over his affairs. If his blessings were to subside, and I will make him turn away from you. Well, as a trial for his prophet, as a test for his prophet, as a lesson for humankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, and Shaitan feels that he is able to distract him away from Allah when he will be in trouble. All his property and animals are destroyed. His children die. But Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam turns to Allah with even greater intensity than before. Shaitan is dumbfounded. Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam loses his health. He is inflicted with a severe disease. People began saying that Prophet Ayyub must have done something awful to incur the punishment of Allah. They began to avoid him and move away from him. So much so that finally he was exiled from his community and had to leave the town. He lived in the wilderness, but spent his time more devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His only companion was his wife Rahma, who supported him by doing odd jobs at other people's houses. Shaitan watched helplessly as Prophet Ayyub remained steadfast in his devotion and prayers to Allah. So he tried to test Prophet Ayyub's patience through his wife. One day he comes in the form of a human being to Rahma and he says, look, I know of a way to cure your husband's out of his disease, or a cure to his disease. He said, you know something? Take a sheep, slaughter it in the name of Shaitan instead of the name of Allah, and the meat would immediately cure Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. When she came back and suggested this treatment to her husband, he instantly realized what had happened. He reminded her that they were being tried, and he was very cross with her, vowing to punish her for her evil suggestion. And this is when he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at his dua. And this dua is recommended for anyone who wishes to be cured of sickness or to remove utter poverty from one's life. It's in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah 83. He says, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. And Ayyub, when he cried to his Rabb, he said, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الظُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. I have been afflicted with harm. You are the most merciful of the merciful. Immediately Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ذُرٍّ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَحَمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ إِنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ. We responded to him. We took away the harm he had. We gave him his family and the like of them with them, a mercy from us and a reminder of those who are attached to us. So Allah relieves him of his misery. He cures him of all his troubles. And there's a graphic description of how he does it. In Surah As-Sad, ayah 42, he tells him, أُرْقُضْ بِرِجْلِكْ هَذَا مُقْتَصَلٌ بَارِدٌ وَشَرَابٌ. Stamp your foot on the ground. The stream which will come out is for you to wash with, and a cool and refreshing drink. Now he had vowed to punish his wife. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives him a solution for that. He says, وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ذِكْثًا فَضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ إِنَّا وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا نِعْمَ الْعَبْدِ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ. Take in your hand a bunch of thin fiber-like sticks to strike your wife with, so as not to break your oath. Indeed, we found him steadfast, an excellent abd. Indeed, he turned to us often. And Prophet Ayyub struck the ground with his foot. A stream of water came out. He washed himself with the water, seeing that his sickness, and it was a sickness which affected his skin. It is said that there were boils on his skin from which worms would come out. He would pick up the worm and say, "Stay where your Rabb has ordained you to stay." His wife Rahma was so worried about him, but she saw with amazement for him to be restored to his former health. And the vow to punish her with the soft fiber-like sticks literally fulfilled his vow but did not hurt her. And Allah restores him to his former prosperity, and he was blessed with many more children. Again, something from Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. So much to learn, even in times of distress, not to let go of the one who is always there, who will never abandon us, come what may. Another lesson from it is, every dua is heard, every single one. All we need to do is take the first step to be able to ask. Inshallah, we will continue with the profiles of the other prophets tomorrow.